here's a story from The World.
Humor is often a way to cut through polite chatter to get to what people are really thinking. Tim Fontaine was aching to get to that real stuff during his 20 years as a journalist, covering stories affecting Indigenous people in Canada. So he quit the news biz and found a way back to his first love, comedy. And that's how Walking Eagle News was born. It's kind of like The Onion through Indigenous eyes. Fontaine is Anishinaabe, a member of the Sag King First Nation in Manitoba. We reach him in Winnipeg. Tim Fontaine, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Your satirical news site, as I said, is called Walking Eagle News. What's behind the name?
It's an old joke, like a very old joke, and I don't even know the origin of the joke, but basically the story is a historical public figure goes into an Indigenous community and is greeted by elders who bestow this grand name, Walking Eagle, on him. And so he goes off, and a reporter goes and asks one of the elders, what does that name mean? And they say, it's a bird that's so full of crap it can't fly. So that was the origin of the name, and I was trying to come up with some ideas for names. That joke came back to me for some reason, and I thought, well, Walking Eagle News. So I thought it could be like a little sort of like a wink to people to let them know that this isn't real, right?
So though you quit journalism, Tim, you still kind of sort of are in it because your satire takes a form of faux journalism. What is it about the kind of journalism you used to do that needs skewering?
I think some of it's so bad. I mean, I put myself in that camp too. I just think it doesn't say what it's supposed to say. And often the issue that they're talking about is so glaring, and yet the language of news can be so evasive sometimes. Especially things that deal with racism. Like that word racism, for a long time, media wouldn't even say that word. And so for me, I just thought it was the funniest thing how, you know, copy editors and people in news would find these really creative ways to say the word racism without saying it. So I just, to me, I find that very funny. I mean, it's frustrating, but it's also very funny.
Right. So lay it down for us. What are some of your favorite Walking Eagle News headlines that you've written that people have fallen for or rooted for? You know, the viral stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the very first one that ever went viral was one of the first stories in it. So this is the headline. Proposed pipeline will cross through every single Indigenous community in country. And so that was one that I actually kind of half wrote when I was still a journalist, because it seemed to me that every time there's a pipeline project, it's going to cross through some Indigenous community, like directly through it. And so I just thought, like, man, are they like aiming for it? There was another one I did called Woman Whose Ancestors Stole Entire Continent Suspects Indigenous Person is Shoplifting.
Where did that come from?
And so that one was because there's a lot of racial profiling in Canada, certainly a lot probably in the US as well. And so my partner, who's this award-winning journalist, can't go into a store without getting followed around. And it was really, like, some of them were actually born out of really frustrating situations. Actually, a lot of them are born out of frustration. And so that one was just sort of my jab at these store people who follow Indigenous people around in stores in Canada. People fall for them, or people, I shouldn't say they fall for them because it feels like I'm setting them up, but it, like, people believe no matter what we write. And I think that's like, it just speaks to the power of media, right?
So you were critical this year of the push to cancel Canada Day, the national holiday, after the discovery of multiple mass graves of Indigenous children at residential schools across the country. This is from an interview with you on APTN News, a Canadian Indigenous news outlet.
Smarten up. Like, stop acting like this country is so fantastic and presenting yourself on the world stage as like, oh, we've got beavers and Mounties and maple syrup and we're so silly and stuff like that. Meanwhile, there's mass graves.
So, Tim, I hear that criticism of yours about canceling Canada Day, and I wonder if you worry that non-First Nations Canadians are reading Walking Eagle News and feeling really woke doing it, but perhaps not making the connections you want them to make.
I haven't thought it out that much yet, right? Like, I think initially when I first started it, I never meant for it to be educational. I never meant for it to have any kind of message other than I thought it was funny, right? But that's always the debate that I'm having with myself. Is the message getting across, right? Because, I mean, at some level, a lot of Walking Eagle News is the frustration that Canadians don't get what's going on, right? And so it's sort of like twisting their very same words in a way that makes it show them how absurd it really is, this abusive relationship we have with this country.
You're described as an Indigenous comedian. What is Indigenous humor?
It's funny, like, I don't consider myself a comedian, I guess, yet, because I think of that as a craft, right? But I mean, I use humor a lot. But Indigenous humor, I think there is, it's still debated, but I think there is a brand of Indigenous humor because it comes from a shared place, right? It comes from both sides of the border, the US, Canada, and actually in other places in the world, too. There's this sort of shared experience of colonization, I think, and a lot of humor comes out of that. It's kind of like gallows humor, a lot of it, that a lot of it is sort of like poking fun at each other, but also poking fun at power.
Well, it takes me back to the Walking Eagle News headline, the Queen Elizabeth II and Justin Trudeau, Canada's prime minister. She's asking him, how are my Indians? Was that real or was that you?
That was me. Because I saw this photo where she's just sort of leaning into Trudeau and he kind of looks kind of sheepish. And that's the first thing that popped into my head because I'm a little nuts, but that's still my favorite headline. And that was another one where, like, even you, like, was that real, right? Because that looks like it could absolutely be something that the Queen would say.
It fooled me until we spoke just now anyway. Tim Fontaine is the founder of Walking Eagle News and is based in Winnipeg. It is great to meet you, Tim. Thanks so much.
Great meeting you. Thanks for having me.